The text of our message this morning is taken from Psalm 90. Very familiar verses. Psalm 90, 10 to 12. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is our strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word. Recently, a sister of Life Church asked me to preach a sermon on growing old with God. But upon further meditation, I'm changing the title of my message, which according to the bulletin today says, "Age is opportunity no less than youth." The words of Longfellow. To be more accurate, it is spending our years happily, our evening years happily with God. Spending our evening years happily with God naturally refers to the more aged in our church. So I've taken for my text Psalm 90, 10 to 12, that our years are only 70 to 80, and it is only full of sorrows and troubles. According to this text, we want to search out what is the year of our evening years beginning. The beginning years of our evening years, I believe, is according to your retirement age, which is now raised to 60. In America, it's raised to 70. And Moses says that we have only a lifespan of 70 years, and if strong, 80 years. Therefore, our evening years are at most 10 to 20 years. And so we are to live happily with God by spending more time with Him. The Lord has given us this lifespan, and we cannot go beyond it. Of course, leaders like Moses lived up to 120, and he was still a young man. And Joshua lived up to 110, his successor. And his colleague and good friend, Caleb, lived up to 85. And he told Joshua that he was able to go out for war, as it was 40 years ago. For 45 years, he has been laboring thus for the Lord. According to statistics, in Asia, the highest average lifespan is 78 for Japan and Singapore. According to Elder Shield, you are qualified to be an elder at the age of 40. And so you can see how the standard varies. Today, if you are 40 or beyond 40, you should therefore pay attention to my message.
When we come to our retiring years, it will begin the period of being pleasantly useless, and we have plenty of time on our hands, and we qualify for senior citizens' benefits. Take, for example, you are now retired, so you plan to really have a good time to go on tours, starting with Star Cruises, then China tour to the Great Wall, then go to the Caribbean Islands, and even go to Alaska, as I've heard. But I ask you one question, will you really be happy? Shakespeare says, if the year were playing holidays, the sport would be as tedious as the work. Going on tour and enjoying yourselves, it can last only for a very short time. In order that we may have a happy time spending with God and He blesses us, we must do the will of God. First of all, we must live happily with our spouses, with our husbands, and with our wives, if we are to enjoy those years with God. For if you cannot be at peace with one you see always, your life partner, how can you be at peace with one whom you have not seen? When we first got married, we truly lived in the period of the first love. But as we go along, grew older, and we take things for granted because of familiarity bringing contempt. Last year, when I got very sick, and my wife did her level best, giving all her strength to look after me, it surely rekindled our first love for one another. And so, that is the beginning of serving God happily in our evening years. Because Paul, in the book of Ephesians, three times exhorts husbands, love your wives. If we don't love our wives fervently, how can we serve happily with God? The next thing is that there are those who are retired. They are grandfathers and grandmothers, and they begin to devote a lot of time to the grandchildren, bringing them to school, doing all kinds of jobs for the sake of bringing up in their education. But such thoughtless rushing about must be solemnized by bringing your children, grandchildren together and praying for them and with them. My greatest joy in my evening years is to catch hold of my two grandchildren and to pray with them and for them. At one time it used to be catching, but when they grow older, they readily come and even fight for the first place to reach Grandpa. I want to be first. And I thank God that both little kids I believe sincerely that they have received the Lord. And so they readily come and they realize that we are speaking to God and God is blessing. Now, this aged couple I was mentioning, who look after their grandchildren, just as I look after my grandchildren. He is over 65, and he is also doing extra work for God by running a boys' brigade. The boys' brigade is a Scottish Christian youth movement, and they use the Bible for instruction, and so souls are being saved. In order to devote all his energy to this boys' brigade, he even took a trip to Scotland itself, and there he learned how to play on the bagpipe, because that is a Scottish product. And he even brought home a bagpipe to play to his boys' brigade members, and so attract them the more to join the boys' brigade. That is the way how we can serve the Lord in our evening years. The third thing is that I am always campaigning to retirees to work for the Lord, and especially retiring teachers, to get them to teach Sunday school, because with their teaching experience they surely must be able to teach the Bible very well. It used to be a class of teaching methods, and that's all. But I have strongly advocated that those who are teaching Sunday school, whether they are retirees or not, they should have a good training at the Far Eastern Bible College in the evening classes, and even to go for the Certificate of Religious Knowledge of 20 credit hours. And if more, even to advance to 40 hours, a certificate of biblical studies. And so, with this training, they will know much better and much more material to impart to the children. Retiring teachers are the best to teach in the Sunday school. The fourth thing I've observed is that even among the lay people, there are some who have a desire to preach. And I found three such persons in our BP churches. And thank God, they themselves know that they need to be further trained, and so they are themselves taking classes at the evening classes of the Far Eastern Bible College. But we have also urged them strongly to come to the Wednesday morning homiletic swimming pool of FABC. Why you call it a swimming pool? It is an ongoing class on preaching without stop. For, of course, our students, every Wednesday morning, they have to prepare a sermon, each one by turn. In this way, when they come to the homiletic classes, they learn the art of preaching. Now you say, preaching is from the Lord and He will give you His message. Yes, in times of great revival, as still in the days of Dr. John Soong, even amas can preach. The Holy Spirit just gave them a gift. But in no time it was withdrawn, in a matter of a year's time, in order to keep us humble. And so there are many things to learn in the homiletics class. Not only you must be attuned to God in your heart, but there are the mechanical parts on speech, on pronunciation, on illustration, in testimony, and so forth, that will help you much more easily to present your case, to present your message to the people. The matter of giving them the know-hows. Fifthly, I can think of no better contribution for the advancement of God's kingdom, and that is by volunteering to teach our FBBC students, particularly in the English class. And so we have one who volunteers to teach our foreign students, especially English, that they may progress and be able to reach out and be better students. Without English, they would not be able to understand the lessons. Sixthly, we have a sister who is called to Cambodia 7 times. She has been there for 7 times. And she, being very language proficient, has learned the Cambodian language somewhat, so that she is able to converse quite easily in ordinary language. She is able to tell the story of salvation to the hearers, but she cannot go beyond that, not because of language, but because of no training. And so she has come to terms with herself that unless she will come and take a full course of training, she will not be able to do well as a missionary. And so we thank God very much for her, that she is now training to get a diploma of 3 years' studies. And she will return, as she loves the Cambodian people so well. I believe she may not be a retiree. When she goes back to Cambodia, she is going to work until retirement age. By God's grace, wonderful. That is how he calls the people to go and work in his vineyard. If you have some knowledge of technology, like one of us now gone to Africa, and her name is Jun Tan, she has got 3 degrees, a BA from NUS, an MRA, Master of Religious Education, from Far Eastern Bible College, and a high diploma from England in computer science. So she goes there to computerize a whole library, 6,500 books. And the next step is she will engage in computer literacy to teach the students there. How wonderful it is that with such a move, they are ahead of FBBC, and the principal has built a big library the size of even this church, or bigger than this church, which gives us a very bright future in the training of African preachers and pastors. In this respect, our faculty also goes over there at various periods of the year to upgrade them and to bring them up to a
degree course so that they are able to go on their way to train others. If you are a retiree and you have such technological knowledge or any knowledge that you can help them in the mission field, it may be a short term, yet we'll be very happy to welcome you. Another avenue of service. Sister Chan Fui Ming, all these are very recent missionaries to Africa. Seeing what the Lord has done in his days in healing the sick and relieving the pain of suffering. This word pain, I've just learned from my own experience. When you get sick, the pain is indescribable. At whatever place, it affects you. And so, going to wild Maasai land with a lost civilization, where the young people roam around with spears and their gowns, well, it is a very backward place. With no clinic, with no hospital, with no doctor. And Sister Chan Fui Ming is willing to go there. And as I saw on the videotape, the way she treats the wounds of the people by untying all the old bandages of filth, cleaning them and putting on new bandages and medicine. And there are some 40 people at least who come and get treatment on a Tuesday when it's open to the public. It surely touches my heart. What your support of a nurse, qualified, very advanced, what she is able to do to help. But now she is hoping for a doctor to go and help her, if not on a long-term basis, yet even on a short term, it will be very appreciated. From there we can advance to another thing that we can do to help, and that is like joining the missionary. We have a missionary fellowship, and we thank God for it, that they have existed all these years. And surely retirees are able to join the missionary fellowship. And if you join the missionary fellowship, you can help to pray for the advancement of the gospel. Apart from praying, you can give, knowing the needs. So this time we always, as usual, would take someone who would come along to the mission field. The trouble is that sometimes too many we cannot take them in the way of accommodation. But at least five of us went. And when they went, they not only visit the place and get familiarized with the situation, but they also contribute their resources to help them update certain things, to upgrade their facilities. And they are able to take good pictures and video so that they are able to bring back the voices and the faces of the missionaries speaking right to us. And that is a very wonderful help. But the retiree has plenty of time. Not as in the beginning we say that he or she
has a pleasant period of doing nothing. So, want to occupy ourselves? Here is another avenue for you to join. Lastly, I want to introduce you to the BASC. What is BASC? Before and after school care. This is a new thing that we have discovered. The government is in great need of associations and societies that will want to go into the work of taking care of delinquent children and students. So they become guardians and they watch over them in their studies, and while we cannot evangelize them while they are in school, yet we are able to bring them out after school and bring them, for example, for camp in Life Church, and also they have these Saturday Bible classes. And in this way, we thank God that not only the students, they come to our church, even their parents are willing to come to the campfire, and they gladly let their children to come to wherever we'll lead them. They have full confidence in us. And yet, we can get an employment in this field, and they are self-paying, and they take good care of the workers. This is another field retirees can enter and join, particularly in the care of these students on a good salary, I think. There are still many, many avenues of service that we can think of. For example, we have from our own church an elder and a graduate from FTBC in the Bible studies class, and they help to run a church for another church. For example, the Rehoboth BP Church is an offshoot of the Tamil Church, and they have been going on for years. But now they have applied to me that we would like to shift our worship service to Gilstead Road and operate at the same hour, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. I was overjoyed. I said, by all means, come here with all our facilities. Because lifers who cannot come in the morning can come either 4:30 to the Sharon service, also right here, and if not, you can come at 6 o'clock to join the Rehoboth service. But it needs those who are on top to manage, and the committee members are all retirees. There are so many places where those who are in the evening years, from 60 years onwards, they can easily help out, and the Lord will give them their good lifespan of even 80, if strong. And I pray that you may live even up to 90, and why not, if you have good health. When you give your life to the Lord, He will surely reward you with long life, with good health, and with happiness. But if you are outside Christ, you do not know where they are going, and you can only grow old with sickness. which is a natural course. And the Chinese has a proverb, Shen Lao Bing Shi, birth, age, sickness, and death. Not only you will be encumbered with advancing age, so also with sickness, but you will have a fear of approaching death. How sad it is to be outside Christ. There are those who say, I'm not afraid. That is what they say. But in the quiet moments, as we grow old, we will be encumbered with these fears. I would like to give a testimony in conclusion. As you all know, I have told you that I asked the Lord that I may live up to 95. But the brother told me, he said, I'm tired of life. By 60, I'll be happy if I'm gone. Well, I'm not tired of life. I like life. Plenty of life. I'm pastor of Life Church. And I know one thing. If I serve Him, He will give me good health. But in America, pastors, professors of theology, by the time they are 65, they are laid off. And that is funny to me. 65 is when you are at the very height, zenith, and prime of your life. Since I'm the principal of Far Eastern Bible College and we started it 40 years ago, I feel that if I retire at 65, I would have missed a great deal of teaching in the college. And even if I retire now at 82, much of the knowledge that the Lord has given me would be wasted. I thank God. I'll tell you why I say 95, not 96, or 90. In China, I had a missionary teacher by the name of Dr. Dodd, D-O-D, D-O-D-D. He loved China so much that he came to our land and he lived up to 95 and died at 95 in China. He refused to return back to America to show his love for our country. So I jovially said, I'll follow him, I'll also live up to 95. But here comes Reverend Kwek Chuk Siang. He's a well-known figure in our BB church. And he said that I'd like to live up to 100. So one day I jovially said to him, we are about 5 years different. So when the time comes, both of us will hold hands each and then go together. But lately I heard that he is aiming to be like Moses. He quoted that he would be healthy and strong. He didn't mention the age. But I sense that he was aiming to be Moses. But when I challenged him, he dare not deny. I said, well, I give up. At that rate, you can go on at 120. How about you? Why isn't life worth living? Why is it that you are so discouraged? If we are in the Lord, we should be happy in the Lord and willing to live as long as we can in His glad service. I will be giving you a full report on the evening when we are going to have our dinner before that, to draw some lessons also for you. But anyway, you can see that I am getting better. It is because of the Spirit and the love of Christ in me. I am not willing to go my way and leave you alone. I have been here for so long that we are truly in the same family and we love one another. So at least I've got 13 more years to go, if the Lord will, by His grace.